What you doing? Oh, just browsing. Yeah. I think we spend more time scrolling through the Netflix titles than we do actually watching something. Yeah. Oh, it's fine. I didn't need anything. Well, not like anything. I was wondering if we could talk. You know we're talking right now. I mean, like, if we could have a talk. Oh, no, it's nothing. It's nothing like that. It's nothing that serious. Or I hope it isn't. Okay, let me just... it's just... I don't know how to... Okay, I'm telling you. Jeez. I just really don't want you to take this the wrong way or, think that I'm trying to, like, control you in any way or something like that, because, God, it's like, that's like the last thing I want to do, and it just... Oh. Okay. Okay. I'll spit it out. It's just... So, I know that you've been kind of reconnecting with old friends recently, which I love, and, you know, I love to see you guys get together again after so many years. And I know that one of those old friends is an ex of yours, which it is fine, obviously. I have no problem with that in itself. It was so long ago, like, what, 3 years ago? Yeah. And, I have no problems with you, like, hanging out with her, obviously. It's just, okay. So last time when I went with you and your friends to hang out all together, you know, when we were in that group, yeah, I noticed her being a little, how do I say this, like, touchy-feely and, like, flirty, no, please let me finish. I know this may sound like I'm overreacting or something, but it doesn't. Thanks. I'm glad you don't think I'm being dramatic or anything. It's just, and I don't want this to come off like I'm attacking you in any way or anything like that, because this is not about you. Not like that. I mean, it is, but... Oh, I know I'm rambling again. Because I'm getting nervous, but... Yeah, I'm shaking a little. I was just really nervous to tell you because I never ever want you to feel like I'm controlling you or blaming you for something, and I don't want you to get mad. Okay. Thank you. Okay, yeah, I'll continue. So, Yeah, it just made me a little uncomfortable. Okay, yeah, a lot uncomfortable when I saw her keep trying to like subtly put your arm around her when we were all sitting on the couch, and then she kept leaning on your shoulder and like touching your hair and rubbing your neck, and it's just all like too much, you know? Like, I mean, I don't know her. Maybe she's just like a flirty, touchy person in general, but yeah, you felt it too. Oh, good. I just didn't know how to bring it up, and like, obviously, I want you to still hang out with your friends and like reconnect with them and stuff, you know? And it was so nice to see you meet them all again, especially now that we've like moved a little bit closer. And I was really happy for you. And I love all your friends. You know I do. It's just, I appreciate it if it wasn't with her. Like the hanging out, especially one-on-one, you know? Like, I know when we were leaving last time too, I heard that she asked you to like go have dinner to catch up or whatever, like one-on-one. Yeah, and it just felt really uncomfortable for me to think of you two going out to dinner together, knowing she's an ex. Even though I know you guys only did it for like a few months and it wasn't like a super big deal, but just knowing how flirty she is, even though I know in a million years you would never do anything, I know that. It's just, I just don't like it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was all. So, what do you think? Okay. Oh yeah, this is nice. Except your elbow. Ow, in my. Let me just sit up. Wait. Yes. Me on top of you is always better than the other way around. But yeah, I do feel a lot better now. Oh, you picked up on that? Yeah, this was kind of the reason why I've been sort of off these past few days. Oh, baby, no, it wasn't anything serious like that. God, no. It just. It just. It was just this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for scaring you. I just didn't know how to bring it up. I know you're really happy about meeting up with your old friends again. But you told me to tell you if I ever felt some type of way about anything. And so I did, and you already told her no when she asked staying out that night? Oh. Oh,
get yours.
You know how I feel about stuff like this. I didn't know you found it weird too, and you already told her to back off. Thank you. With her without me having to tell you to, you know, and just being so perfect. Ugh, I was so nervous. Stop. My lap. Mine. Okay. Stop teasing me. That's enough. Why was I so nervous? It just... In the past, when I tried to bring things like this up with partners, they'd usually get mad at me and like defensive, you know? Even though I tried telling them that it wasn't even about them per se, but like it just felt like they didn't want to hear that anything was wrong, you know? Which is obviously not how a relationship works. Yeah, you taught me that. So, it just, I don't know, it's still a little nerve-wracking for me to tell you when something's bothering me, because I don't know. Sometimes it just feels like I should just suck it up and deal with it on my own. I know, baby. I know. I love that about you. I love that you encourage me to share these kind of things, you know? It's just I like sharing these things with you. It's really good for us. And it's good for me to know that you're on my side, you know? I think you're the safest I've ever felt in any relationship. And you made it like that, 'cause you make it safe for me to talk to you about these kind of things. And I know that it is. I know that it's safe to talk to you about this. It just takes some getting used to, you know. I love you, you know. Like, a lot. Yes, we can go on that dinner together instead. Go on.